Hello and welcome.
Griff, why do you have a Zelda background for
Why do I have a Zelda background? Well, it's 25th anniversary of Zelda. So today. Nintendo made all these cool backgrounds. Today. And this one's actually really awesome.
Is it the forest?
It is the best one. Just Master Sword.
The only one.
They've got some other cool ones that are...
But it's stuck in a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know anything about Zelda?
You just take the rock with you.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
It comes that way.
Anyway, this is Boss Bro Radio, like guys.
Hey, bludgeoning hammer
sword. Let's talk about Boss Bro Radio. There was a game that had something like that, I think,
really?
Right?
Had a rock on the end of a sword.
Yeah. Well, in Zelda, you could always pick up the fake Master Swords and, like...
And then they break the what?
The fake Master Swords in the Lost Forest or whatever it was called, you could pick up Master Swords and throw them at the thieves, and it was the only way to get rid of the thieves.
Yeah.
They would try to steal your bow or whatever.
Bombs.
Yeah, friggin' always after my bombs.
Your lucky bombs.
Well, Boss Bro Radio.
That's us.
I'm Griff.
I'm Ryan.
John.
Hey, guys.
Where do you keep it going, John?
I know.
Yep. Week of August 10th, 2011.
Pretty much the best
it's
week
Wednesday.
Ever.
It's Wednesday. Yeah, pretty much the best week for video games ever.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Shit, right? Yeah.
Best
week of Summer of Arcade.
You know it.
Ninja of Fruit?
Yeah.
It's like the cold front. Both matches our climate and the Summer of Arcade.
Yep. Considerable drop in temperature. Considerable drop in
making
game quality.
A massive hailstorm of
poop.
In the locker room.
Locker room poop.
Yep. It'll get you.
It always does. Gotta watch where you walk.
Yeah. Sandals are key in the locker room.
Definitely.
You have no idea.
It'd be a
you think it's just
person.
Wet down there?
Think it's just condensation on the pavement, but nope. That's from
that's
somebody
not
just
rain.
Peeing
that's condensation.
Yes.
Haha.
Yep.
Fidget games.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're referring to.
Vigi games?
Nuh-uh.
It's a new series for kids.
Mm. A new series for kids?
Is like Digimon?
Is that like an after-school program?
Vigi games. Oh. Vigi games.
Vigi games.
Vigio monsters.
Yeah. Digimon's over here. This is just turning into Digimon.
Ryan, what have you been playing? Let's do this.
Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2.
Yes.
You're playing
Insanity.
All that DLC that you said you downloaded last week.
Yes, I just started doing Kasumi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how much do you like Kasumi? Because I like Kasumi a lot.
I haven't done much with her. I just got to the place last night, and then I turned it off because I was, like, falling asleep, where she goes invisible and you gotta go, like, steal something or you're It's a very, like,
the
nice,
party.
Compared to the rest of the game, it's a very light party. Like, it's very bright. Like, the area. Mm-hmm. Like, I was surprised. It was cool.
Being a little James Bondy, too, is not that bad.
You're playing as Dude Shepherd, right? So you is it tux you're wearing, right? Like, fancy
No, you had armor. You had your, what I walk around in the ship with.
It's...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. That's all?
That's what it was.
I swear to God.
Because for Lady Shepherd, you get, like, a slim black dress.
Really?
Yeah, no. I think it's something new. I think it's... It looks very like,
and then you like change it very, your like, armor later.
Looks into. Very like officer.
Yeah,
because
the armor's
kind
in
of
that
dress
statue.
Uniform.
Okay.
Well, that's what I walk around in the ship with. It's
right, yeah. But
so you don't get a new piece of clothing for Man Shepherd.
I feel like you're not noticing that there's a difference between what you wore.
Oh, but speaking of
there's
man
one that
and
looks
Lady
really
Shepherd,
similar.
Have you seen the? Were you guys aware of the contest for Mass Effect 3 to vote on the official femship?
Oh
vote?
No,
official femship?
Yeah, like I don't know what the details are, but there is now a canonical looking female shepherd.
Canonical.
She has
like it is the just like
she has red hair, doesn't she? She's a ginger. Mm-mm.
No. Just like the dude, the actor dude, is the official male shepherd.
Shepherd. Looks like there's a default look for male shepherd.
I know,
yeah.
But there's
it's
no
the actor guy.
There's no agreed upon default look of female shepherd.
You never see her pictured in anything except for just like
I made her
in game footage.
Yeah, I made her look. I actually, when I made her, she was a ginger.
Yeah, I just did the default one with a few tweaks, but the official one is now like dirty, long, blonde-haired, with smoky eye makeup white chick.
Oh.
So you're like, just the most...
That's official, official?
Mm-hmm. It is like the exact parody of Man Shepherd, where it's just like...
Right, so like...
Totally baseline beauty. Right. And they had other cool ones too, where it was like, you know, it like Asian Shepherd, Black Shepherd, like...
Did they have Salarian Shepherd?
No, it was only humans. But they had a couple different variations. There's like six you could choose from.
So this is Facebook. You'd have to vote for it. Racist or anything, but if maybe this doesn't make any sense, but if
sure you want to say this, John?
No, I mean it's fine. I'm not like calling anything. I'm just like
who would vote for?
No. It's just like if male shepherd is white, why wouldn't
stop
female shepherd so be white?
Sorry, last one.
I don't know. That's the other thing I'm thinking about. Like, so now,
is but that, then, but to the same tune, it's just like, well, if male shepherd has black hair, why wouldn't female shepherd just have black hair?
Yeah,
male shepherd has no hair.
Like, in my opinion, well,
it's a wig.
We know how Ryan plays his game. Completely lasered off everywhere.
The one thing that I'm interested in is, does that mean that there's going to be no character creator in the new Mass Effect?
Yes, or... there will be.
It has to be, because if you're going to transfer your stuff over, I want my shepherd to look like my shepherd.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, what excuse are they going to have for changing your shepherd this time?
No excuse.
In 2, where it's like, you die and you get to rebuild yourself, so it was just going to be like...
No.
Just... You know, completely removed from the search. Just like, hey, if you want to change your dude, you can do it right now.
No. I feel like if you want to go start brand new game, uh-huh. and you have no information on Mass Effect, just make them look however you want to before the game even rolls out. Just make them here. You want to start a new game? Here, make him look like he wants to, so we can cram this guy into the cutscenes, and then roll camera.
Oh no, I understand that, but I'm saying like, what if the people who are importing their shepherd also want to change their shepherd's look because you of the new things.
No.
Can't do it.
Then go play Mass Effect 2.
You could do it in 2. Why would you not be able to do it in 3?
This is it.
And also, if they're making a new default female shepherd, then wouldn't they want to give you the possibility to change to default female shepherd?
What's her cup size?
XXX.
Yep.
It's pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Boobs are different in space. Yeah.
Yep. XXX actually really small.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a snowboarding game.
Yep. Did you say sex?
So what's up with the scars? Like, they're like, oh, you can heal your scars now. I was like,
oh, you didn't notice this before?
Why would I want to heal my scars?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you want to be evil and not be scarred.
Yeah, if you want to be evil but not look evil.
Or if you didn't quite go all the way good and you want to like be not scarred.
Yeah.
So if you're scarred, you're automatically evil?
The more renegade actions you do, the bigger your scars get, because it's like your body's natural healing force like is brought down by your evil actions and midichlorians and whatnot. But
exactly.
If you do good, then it heals more.
I'm reading that whole...
You know what I don't like about that game? How you either have to pick evil or good, or else you don't get the options like in the game, you know?
Yeah.
You can't go somewhere in the middle.
No.
You have to do all evil, all good.
Me and Griff had a long discussion about
it. It's kind of, I mean, there are some occasions where you can just be like, okay, and then there's like a gray middle area, but it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, there's no good gray middle, but at the other end, I really like the two extremes, where it's just like kicking a dude out of the window, or, you know, giving somebody health packs. I like those trigger moments.
Those trigger moments, I feel, should, if they're going to be trigger moments, there should be either Renegade or Paragon at any given time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of agree with that.
Yeah. For me, I was able to, like I said before, I was so lucky just like that I imported a character where I could, like, play and hit every one of them. Like, I imported a character that had enough Renegade and enough Paragon that I could do every one of the
prompts. When I imported my character, it had nothing. It was 0 Renegade, 0 Paragon.
Hmm.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
How was your character in the first one?
I got the achievement for 75 on each side.
What was the last one you played as?
Bad.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I did too. And I imported my evil save and had both the things up too. And I started it with like, with a bump in the Paragon on each one.
Mine was 0. At least this start. Well, I imported him the first time to play through this, and then I imported him again.
And yeah, it all just wipes all that out.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really a bummer.
Which makes no sense.
Right, because it's like, if you do New Game Plus, like then usually you that think means that you should be able to do everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The game should just be like, just take the locks off all of this. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you want to do.
I'm going to stab this guy with this space wrench.
Mm-hmm. I think I officially beat the hardest part in the game on Insanity.
Which part was that?
The collector
ship. Choosing who you want to have sex with.
No.
Oh.
I did Jack. But I had to see what it was about, man. I mean.
So the collector ship, which.
The trap, the first time you're on it. When those platforms are all around.
Yeah. And you there's just like there's a countdown. There's a harbinger
at every time. And there's two scions throwing shockwaves at you and lots of other guys.
Yeah. Right before you make it out when there's the two of them in the. Yeah. Like after the platforms and you're leaving?
No, the platforms.
Oh, the platforms.
Right there, because you have nowhere to run. The way that you beat that game on Insanity, use your powers, fall back a bit, wait for them to recharge, go up, use your powers, fall back a bit. That's the best way to do it.
And then, specialty weapon, man.
Well, yeah, but you don't have that all the time.
Use the proton gun thing.
I know. But when it's on Insanity, you don't have enough proton gun because there's four layers of shields, armor, barrier, and health.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely died at least 100 to 150 times. Took me about 10 hours to beat the platforms.
It sounds awful.
It was horrible. But now after this, everything's like getting easier. You know how like, you know, in mages and RPGs, like it's really hard to get things going. And then once at the end of the game, you're super powerful and everything's easy. It's kind of how I feel right now. Like I'm an adept using all my special powers and everything's going on.
You've topped out though on everything, right? Like
you can still get like extra powers from your squad, you know, doing all that jazz.
Yeah. So but you're doing all the side missions too with
Doing everything, yeah.
Why would you just not mainline the story on Insanity and then go back and replay it on normal and have fun in the other sections?
I mean, it's easy enough now. I mean,
Now
that you've died 100 times, like 10 times is nothing.
Well, did you finish Kasumi?
No, that's what I'm on right now. I only have her, I don't know where Legion is. I haven't found Legion. I forget where he is.
Part of the story.
Oh, he's part of the story.
Finish the game.
Yeah.
Then go back.
That's all I have. Everyone else is loyal, and I just have that. And the Overlord pack I haven't done yet.
Did you do Zaid?
Yes. He was my first one.
Okay, well.
And then I did Shadow Broker. Did you guys play Shadow Broker?
Yeah. I like Shadow Broker.
Good. Yeah.
How was the boss fight in that?
Easy enough. You just got to run to the back of the room and go in circles around that thing. And
yeah, I feel like that battle's a little bit more tactical than it is, like, difficult.
Yeah. You just got to... Anything in that game on Insanity is finding a box to go in circles around while they...
Just cheese it while they're reloading.
Yeah.
Well,
that sounds not fun to me.
It's the only possible way I know. Well, as an adept, anyway. It's the only way.
Sounds lame.
No.
It's fun. Yeah. No, it doesn't sound fun.
So fun.
It sounds awful.
I'm going to go play it right now.
Why did you do that to yourself?
I like pain, man. Okay. Masochist.
Okay.
That's fun. I just like hurting myself.
Like hating myself.
Do you have any knives?
I have this vice.
Awesome.
Anything else besides Mass Effect 2? No, nothing is.
No, nothing. Mass Effect 2, I'm about 40 hours deep right now, and that's all I've had time for.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's about
the time you should be coming out the other side of that.
Right. Well, my first playthrough, I finished it in 30. So
yeah, that makes sense. That sounds right.
Yeah. It's extremely more time consuming.
I think my third playthrough, I played it in like, I put 60 hours into it.
Wow.
Spent a lot of time.
Third playthrough?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, because that's when I started doing like all of the, like.
Oh, and I've mined every single planet.
Yeah, like.
To emptiness?
Yeah, pretty
what
much.
What's wrong with you? Why would you do
that? I don't know. I just.
Oh, no. Did you find the Easter egg when you go into the Earth's solar system?
I haven't been to Earth yet.
Go to Sol.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I have.
Why go to Sol and just probe all the planets. It's funny. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just do it.
Edie's soul? Edie's response.
Yeah, the soul is the solar system.
Okay.
For Earth area. Solar system. And just fly around there and make sure you
just
mine everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. Some of Edie's responses for
I shall mine.
Just do it.
Everything.
Yeah, just do it.
Okay.
It's funny.
But yeah, is there anywhere in that game where you can turn resources into credits?
No.
You know? Because I've got like a million of all the credits, but or a million of all the resources, but no credits.
I don't think so.
No, don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
What are you buying stuff?
Everything.
Like
upgrades for guns.
Are they more expensive on Insanity or something?
They're like 75,000 an upgrade.
Yeah, so just the normal, right?
But I've done everything, and I'm still there's. In the Citadel, there's like four things I can't buy, and I don't have any more missions to get creds off.
Well, huh. Keep doing that. Well, Kasumi pays out a lot, actually.
Does she?
Does it?
Yeah.
And you've mined every planet and did every side mission on every planet.
Kasumi and the Shadowbroker, actually.
Yeah, well, when you're mining, you'll run into the side missions on planets.
Yeah, they get you like 7,000 credits, but it takes that much to like get your probes and your gas to get there.
Oh, so that's probably why you have no money, is because you're wasting it on probes and gas all the time. Wow.
Exactly. Like,
do the Shadowbroker stuff.
Yeah,
there's I did
Shadowbroker.
Like,
side
keep
stuff.
Doing the funding different things.
Yeah.
Oh, you can do that.
Yeah, like two out of it three times out. You'll get a good return on it.
Yeah.
Okay, but don't they usually give you resources, not credits?
It'll be both sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes you'll invest like 5,000, you'll get like 20,000 back hypothetically.
Or I'll just go do a lot of Varin betting.
Okay, why that?
What is Varin betting? Oh, the dog fights?
Yeah.
You could also return a bunch of your games at the game store on the Citadel.
You what? Have games there?
Making stuff up.
Oh.
Fucking roll with me, people.
Like, oh, man. Sell some models back.
Yeah, sell some models back. I
how do you feed your fish? How do you tell her to feed your fish?
You gotta be better friends with.
Yeah, you gotta be friends with her until she'll offer to feed the fish.
Dude, I've done every like dialogue option there is.
Obviously not. You probably missed. Does she call you Commander Shepard?
Yeah.
Or is she calling you?
She calls me Sheps.
Okay.
Shep.
Do you refer to her as Kelly or Yeoman Chambers?
Kelly.
Okay. Huh. Okay. Well, and you never had the romantic evening date with her?
Have you talked to everybody every time you go on the ship? I learned this from Griff. Basically, everybody on your ship is your fish.
And then every time you have to go there and they're like, can't talk now.
Yeah, just keep doing that.
Yeah.
It's the way I got Miranda in bed.
Oh, see,
did it with the perfect human.
Oh, I can't. She's so mad at me right now because of Jack.
Yeah. I told her I'd love her.
Did you have enough points to settle the dispute?
No. And I'm like 65% on Paragon, and it won't give me an option.
Dude, you're playing this game wrong.
Yep. I had enough to go... I think I had enough in the Renegade, actually, to just be like, shut the crap up and sit... sit down. And they were both mad at me for like one dialogue wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it was done. And they're like, oh, shut up.
And she's not loyal yet. I don't know if it's a glitch or the system, but she's still not loyal, even though I've done her missions and everything.
You probably lost her then.
You made
she's
a wrong
gone.
Turn.
Yeah,
if you have enough, if I've done,
no,
I did that
the
once.
The dialogue though. Option is still there. I just can't do
did
it.
Did you go back and talk to Miranda? And is there a dialogue option to like?
There are two grayed out ones.
Oh.
Yeah, there's two grayed out.
Yep.
So you did her side mission already?
Yeah.
To get loyalty?
Yeah.
So you can't ever get it. She's not loyal to you anymore.
Yeah.
But it says she's loyal. But and you can change. I can change her outfits. But there's not the little loyalty ring on the bottom where you pick people.
Right.
So you lost it, yeah.
Boned. You don't even get a chance to bone her.
Yeah, because you made her mad and you sided with Jack.
You made her mad and you missed out.
But the thing is, I hadn't even sided with Jack yet. And then when she wouldn't talk to me, I was like, fine, I'll go talk to Jack.
Probably because you had been said stuff in previous conversations or you were just pursuing Jack that it
clicked
into that way.
Ryan is good at like playing the game end of this and we're good at the like the social game end of this. We know how to make our virtual people happy and set them straight.
I just got really lucky with my playthrough because of my weird loadout. That's the only reason things
your
went
weird
so
load.
Well. My weird load. Yep. Just in the sock.
Time. Yeah. Burn a hole through it.
Sure did. John, you've been playing anything?
Yeah.
Play that. You do some research.
Yeah.
I've got some connect.
Hey, hang on.
Worth it.
Let's not blow our loads all over the place yet.
Too late.
Okay. Are you gonna build up to yeah. build up to this?
You're telling me I need to hold it right now? Yeah, I'm telling
you, hold on. Fruit Ninja is worth this.
Hold on. I played some Shadow Complex.
Oh yeah. We talked about that last week.
Oh, did we? No.
Because I talked about how you should be playing it.
How I should be playing it. Now I am playing it. Yeah. I should have been playing this game.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down
really
to.
Really good.
It's really good. Dialogue in that game is terrible, but that game is good. It was really good. Hey Ryan, you should play Shadow Complex.
So I hear.
Yeah. It's really cool.
You should play it on really hard.
You guys should play Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet.
Are you playing that game?
No.
Did you buy it?
Well, Mass Effect. Okay, great.
I was looking at it last night, and I was like, No. I didn't.
Did you even try the demo?
No. Mass Effect 2 has been taking my life. Yes, I'm getting these damn achievements for Mass Effect 2 before I do anything else.
Son of a gun.
Better have them done by Gears of War 3.
Oh, gosh. You don't have that much time.
Got a month
burning daylight right now.
I think you'll get them done.
Probably tonight, actually.
Great. But so yeah, I played Fruit Ninja.
So how'd that go for you?
It's very different.
Which but it's is also the most 100% satisfying? The same.
How's it really different?
They do some tweaks.
We're using your arms.
Well, right. Yeah, you're using your arms. You can even use your feet.
What?
You can chop fruit with feet.
Yeah,
with
you feet. Can kick.
Feet.
You can kick.
Huh.
Yeah, you can do total chuck.
Can you have then three limbs on screen, or does it then just drop one off?
Potentially. No, I'm like...
Like, if you bring a foot up, is it like...
I didn't try one foot kicking and swinging my arms at the same time.
What if you were on your hands
and you just had your feet? What good is this research, John? You can kick...
I didn't think about it.
I thought your goal was to break Connect.
Just break it. Snap it.
I can lay on your back and put all appendages in the air.
It's just like some snakes... Like floating in the air.
Mm-hmm. Now, I may not have played enough Fruit Ninja on my iPhone to know how much it is like the iPhone one. But for what I could tell in the iPhone one, I just cut some fruit, and when I hit a bomb, it's game over. And that's where my points come from. And I've got other
combos.
Yeah, and stuff like that.
So, which is the more satisfying bonuses? Fruit to chop?
The Connect one.
No, I mean like strawberries.
What is your favorite fruit?
Bananas, my favorite watermelons. Fruit,
the pomegranate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The multi-chop.
Yeah, like. The multi-chop.
Pomegranate? It looks kind of like...
It's kind of like an apple with a... It looks like a bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like an apple bomb?
It looks like a red bomb.
Yeah.
Red apple bomb.
It's round, and then it has a little,
It has a little volcano sticking out of the bottom.
Volcano. Volcano thing sticking out of one end.
Magma.
You've never had a pomegranate? You don't know what a pomegranate is?
I've never eaten one, no.
I've seen a picture of one?
Inside, you break it open, and it's got, these little... pouches of tiny little seeds, and the seeds are covered in this they're like miniature grapes, but they're see-through, and they're really it's kind of bitter and sweet.
I mean, you've tasted pomegranate, right?
Yeah, it doesn't taste that great. I mean,
I like pomegranate juice. Pomegranate juice is really good.
I like juice.
Yeah? Well, yeah. What kind of fruit juice? If you were to play a Connect, what fruit would you want to cut?
I'm thinking... cherry would be pretty satisfying.
No cherries.
Really?
Yeah, because it's so small, and you'd have to be a fucking badass ninja to slice a cherry with
not a coconut that you could just be like, cut through a coconut?
No cherries. Your options for
fruit.
Do you
get swords? Or?
You can change what the thing looks like that you make in the air. Sometimes you can make it look like bamboo.
Can you make it look like fire?
How do you chop fruit with bamboo?
How do you chop fruit with your hand?
Exactly.
That's doable.
How do you chop fruit with your mind?
That game hasn't been made yet.
I don't know. It seems fine.
No fruit scanners yet.
For the $10 purchase, I think it is slightly overpriced.
Yeah.
Wasn't it free?
Is a free game on the iPhone.
No, it's free if you want to buy it. If you get the trial version, otherwise it's like a $1 or $2 game.
Isn't the trial version enough for most games?
Yeah, it is. It is really. So here's the funny thing that I noticed about the trial version of Fruit Ninja. I have never seen a demo of a game that is just like, yo, you can only play this so many times, then you gotta buy it.
Huh.
It has...
Red Faction Armageddon.
You're allowed to play it 4 times, and then you have to buy it or deny it.
Or Red Faction Battlegrounds, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, yo, here's the demo, here's the entire game, here's 15 minutes, go.
Yeah,
that's what PlayStation Network does
With their stuff. Some of their demos,
full game, and you can play it for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, because Fruit Ninja is
I just find that weird on an iPod or an ISO device. I think it's pretty interesting they're doing it there.
Yeah.
I would feel like they're not doing it on the iPhone.
They're just doing it on the
Xbox. The demo for the Xbox is like four times and you're done.
What else is there to it?
Yeah,
that's right. I guess they don't want you to just continually play that one mode over and over and over again.
Because that's about all there is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now,
could you delete the demo?
The demo would just be you chop one fruit. Maybe, just one now. You know what it's like? You chop one fruit.
You chop and see. Yeah. That's what it's like. Throw up a bomb, throw up the fruit.
No, you have 30 chops. Use them wisely.
30 chops, and then your chops reset, and you get to chop again, or that's it.
No, that's the demo, game over.
Then the Xbox combusts if you choose to accept this Fruit Ninja mission.
The
Fruit Ninja protocol. Bond.
It's not, yeah.
Fruit protocol. Fruit Ninja, Fruit Ninja for Kinect, you can actually play with two people.
Yeah.
So you can have
all kinds of versus mode. What if you were both laying on your back with all four appendages in the air?
You're talking about way too much cutting.
And what if one of you were hanging from the ceiling?
Can only recognize seven appendages.
Huh. You can only recognize seven?
I don't know.
Why are you the one who owns it?
I feel like
you're fully committed to this.
I feel like I could just tell you guys anything about Kinect.
Sure. Make something up right now. Sure. How many colors can a Kinect process?
Kinect can actually smell.
Oh.
So, smell-o-vision.
So when you haven't taken a bath in a while, it starts to tell you.
It gives you a warning?
Yeah.
Is there an achievement for it?
No, I don't know.
An achievement?
Please use your Old Spice.
Yeah, exactly.
It just starts spamming you with Axe messages. Yeah.
Have you tried Axe Phoenix yet?
Or does it have, amazing. Like, in the Kinect, it has one of those little built-in, like, bathroom air purifiers that go, like, every 5 minutes?
Yeah.
So if you're too ripe, it just gives you a little burst. Air purify.
Right. Dude, that's where Microsoft missed
Kinectify.
Out here, where it's just Kinectify. Like, you know, if people are going to be jumping around in front of this thing getting sweaty, it should have some sort of air purification system.
Definitely.
They probably should have teamed up with... I'm thinking maybe Degree.
Yeah. Word. Yep. Yeah.
Somebody.
The
classic.
The Stride Stripe.
Brute.
Yeah.
I just want to burst a brute every time you turn your Kinect on.
That, or maybe those infrared lasers can just like burn the particles of air that just ionizes it.
It. Yeah.
And then it misses the particles and gets your eye.
So for some reason, the room just smells ever so slightly of burning flesh.
Yeah. Smells like a giant sonic boom.
You'll get that, don't worry.
Okay, stand back. That means you need to stand further away from the Kinect if you smell burning flesh. Here's your Kinect, and here is your aluminum jumpsuit. That's why Jimmy Fallon was wearing the jumpsuit, because he and Kudo knew... That they were getting cancer.
Skin cancer from the Kinect. Yeah. I like it.
Well, you were there when I first got the Kinect.
Ryan likes cancer.
We saw all the dots all over the place. Yep.
I did see some dots with them glasses of yo's.
What is it? Is it ultraviolet that it uses?
Infrared.
Or infrared? Infrared.
It's Predator.
Okay. Oh. Kinetitor. Connectitor. That's racist.
Connectitor.
Connect. Connects?
It does
Alien
connect.
Versus Connects.
Awesome.
AVK.
Hey, Griff, did you play anything interesting?
No.
No. I was really close to playing Madden 12, but...
But then you were like, oh, yeah, it's Madden.
No, it's downloaded already. I just haven't played it yet.
Did you buy it?
I'm going to play it. No.
Play some Shank with Hunter.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I bought Pac-Man Championship Edition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for Xbox or
PlayStation 3. I was meaning to do that and been playing that, but talked about that before. And
did Hunter ever get his little pistol thing online? Did you ever end up getting to see that or no?
No, didn't end up seeing that.
No?
His
That's too bad.
Fury with the pythons.
Yes. No. Python Fury. That's a good one.
Didn't see that.
I played some Stardust HD.
Yeah. Yeah, not really a lot of anything to play. Why? Because there's nothing to play. Because
it's August.
Yeah.
Nothing.
There's nothing coming out. There's absolutely nothing going on.
Rage comes out soon, yeah.
Rage is coming out, I believe, next...
It better not be the same time as Gears of War 3.
Actually, now that you say that, I think that might be the case.
What?
Yeah.
What?
No.
No, that's... Ryan, I'm going to go ahead and let you know right now.
Skate Gear. Oh, I know. I know. I know. I know. I did something important.
Oh, did you?
I watched the 40-minute long video of Skyrim.
Oh, oh.
And before.
How was that?
How did your butt feel?
It feels a little wet. It's a little soggy. There, so at QuakeCon, the Bethesda folks showed 40-minute gameplay of Skyrim, which, from what I've heard and what I watched, seems like the demo that they were giving at E3. Mm-hmm. And dude, like I loved Elder Scrolls.
I did not.
Absolutely love that.
I hated the Elders.
I liked Fallout 3. I really, really enjoy that. And
except for their save game that takes you back and doesn't let you play.
You know, that's only your problem.
Yeah, knock on wood, didn't have that. That was New Vegas for you.
Yeah.
Oh, not Fallout 3. This is Bethesda, not Obsidian.
Yeah, Fallout 3 was really good. New Vegas was... So, did you ever play Fallout 3?
Yeah.
Fallout 3.
Did you get every achievement?
No.
Well, that's your problem.
So then you didn't play it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I only put in like 60 hours. I should have probably put in 100. In like
you know who got every achievement?
You did.
This guy.
Not every achievement, though.
That's right. I got the platinum.
Then because you don't even know.
I got every achievement.
Griff didn't want to buy expansion.
Stupid crap.
Hey, dude, you want to go dress up as a samurai and kill aliens? I did that.
No, I don't.
Can you do that in Fruit Ninja?
No, because when you dress up as something, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know it doesn't matter.
But let me tell you, when you dress up as something.
Oh, no, it does matter. No, it does matter to me because I play in third person and I can see my stuff.
Yeah, that's dumb. But for those of you who do that and are crazy, Skyrim, now running on a new engine. It's not, I don't, it was Gamebryo before.
Yeah, doesn't it look?
Totally new engine. It doesn't look like you're just kind of jogging in place and floating through the
ground. Treadmill.
So sorry, just to back up here quickly. Skyrim is coming out in November, and it's, you know, Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim. And it was shown at QuakeCon, and I would put this video up, but it's like hand cam, somebody in the audience was just filming it. And it's all driven by, what's his name, Rod, or, who's the...
Bob Barker?
Bob Barker was there driving the game. What's the dude's name? Who is the...
Lionheart?
The head of, Bethesda. Rod Howard Conan, or something like that.
The Barbarian.
Is it Rod or Ron?
Ron Howard, yeah. He was...
Ron
he
Howard?
Was, yeah, just like the
actor. Happy Days?
Yeah, he was driving it, and it was really, really cool, and the audience response, like,
Skyrim's a racing game.
He was manipulating the controller to move the person in the world. Is that better?
Controlling the game, playing the game.
You can do that in this one.
Yeah. So it looks absolutely amazing. Like, the things that they've changed are phenomenal. Like, just in the combat, they were showing things like you have so many more options, like left hand, right hand. It's not just like you have a weapon that is a two-hand weapon, or you have a weapon that's like one-handed and then you use your shield. Like, you have, you choose what you want to be in your left hand, what you want in your right hand. So, like, magic. So, one of the coolest things is like, okay, so you take fire spell in left hand, fire spell in right hand. Now I can do like double time fire shots, or you can
Kimbo fire shots.
You can like Kamehameha shoot giant fire bomb.
What if you have ice and fire? Does that make a combo?
Probably.
Yes. Then if you combine, you can combine different magics to have different effects.
Ah, cool. Sweet. Fable 3.
Yeah, very much like that. Rage is coming out in 10-4.
Oh, October.
10-4?
Yeah.
October 4th. So, I got it's 14 after. Days. Yeah. 2 weeks after.
Wait, so no Kinect support?
Nothing can mentioned so far.
Say my dialogue
far.
To...
Nothing mentioned so far. But the dialogue
I'm
system
sorry, John.
Completely it's completely overhauled. Like, it doesn't do the weird zoom into people's faces.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, it's all in-game, what do you call that? Like, dynamic, like, it's in-game. So when you're standing by the person and you're having a conversation with them, you can just run away. Like, you don't have to go to, like, never mind, back out. You can just walk away from the person. And when they're talking, they just kind of, continue to do things still, or move around, or look at you, or they have different actions based on where you are contextually.
So is it sort of more like Dragon Age?
No.
But, yeah, with Dragon Age, it still locks you into a dialogue.
Yeah, it's more like Half-Life, where people will have a conversation regardless of your...
But do you have dialogue options?
Yes. Yeah, it still is going to be like Bethesda, like you talk to a dude and then you select one of these three choices.
That seems...
And then you can roll the dice and see if you, you know, score.
My brain's having a hard time understanding.
And it does still retain all the old Elder Scrolls stuff, which is like, if I cast a magic, then I'll level up in magic. And the other really awesome improvement is totally refining the menu system. So when you hit the menu...
Tell me there's no wheels.
There is no wheels. But I don't know where that's coming from.
Radial menu?
Radial menu.
I don't like...
Mass Effect 2 is a radio. So you're getting these confused here.
Dragon Age.
Mass Effect and Dragon Age are not Bethesda.
I know. But
Bethesda has their own menu problems.
Right, you have to go through about
17 of them to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fair. I'm just saying that if you tell me that their
radial
menu is a radial menu,
fix it.
That is not a fix to me. I hate radial
menus. It's a lot better than going through 17 pages to find the map.
Exactly.
Wait, so it is a radial menu?
It is not a radial menu. Okay. It is a menu that
it's linear. Menu.
It is a D-pad menu.
It's a line.
Up, down, left, right.
Oh, okay.
So each one makes sense. Yep. You've got your when you look at your skills, when you pause the game and go to your menu, it kind of pulls you out into this gray world, which is like your character meditating, and then you look up by pressing up on the D-pad, and you look to the heavens, and it has all these constellations, and that is your skill tree, and you specialize your character by every instead of like a perk like in Fallout, you get a perk, but it's you put that perk into a constellation, and then that expands a constellation more. So it's like, I want to be very athletic, so I'm going to put my perk point into the constellation of athleticism and then build that out to so I can like run faster, jump higher.
Major.
Yeah, so each one is like that, and you rotate around this beautiful-looking world. But then everything levels up, too, based on you just using them like they did in the original
that's really interesting.
Elder Scrolls stuff. Except for jumping. I think they took that out.
So is save game
no more jumping?
Going to the bathroom?
I don't know what save game is going to be. They haven't said that. Jumping, so in Elder Scrolls, remember, you just run everywhere and jump while you're running to build up your athleticism so you could just jump higher and higher and higher level up quicker.
Oh, yeah, that was a long time, yeah.
And then you do down, and down you look at your map, and it is the largest map that is rendered in real time. Like, the map is... insanely detailed, gorgeous. Like, all they do is they take the world you're in and then they just zoom away from it. Yeah. And then your equipment menu is really simple. Like, every piece of equipment, you get a floating 3D model of it, and you can, you know, turn around, inspect it. If you open up a book, it's not just like drop down text menu. You open up the book and then you turn the pages of the book in the floating 3D window to read it. Any clue or item that you get is not just like, you found the next clue to the puzzle. You have to like look at the clue, read about it, discover it.
So what you're telling me is just think of exactly the opposite of what Dragon Age 2 is.
Yeah.
And that will be my game. So like large expansive.
You don't like Oblivion, right?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I'm saying this in the best way possible, because Dragon Age 2 was just so like,
but it's
everything.
It's not Dragon Age 2, dude.
So what I'm saying here is like, think of the opposite of Dragon Age 2, whereas Dragon Age 2 had very blah like set areas, whereas this has large expansive
areas.
Think
of Oblivion or Fallout. And
oh,
then
who
think
got
of
all the
better.
Achievements in Oblivion?
Did you?
This guy.
You're crazy.
Yep.
That is insane, man.
Yeah, but see, I didn't like...
What, you didn't?
No way.
You did it in Fallout, but not Oblivion?
Partially because I played it on PlayStation 3 and there was no trophy support at the time. So, just kind of SOL there.
I'm very hungry.
Was that the cat?
But dude, I am so pumped about Skyrim.
No, like the way you say it, this might be the first
I wrote this thing
Elder
off,
Scrolls.
And I was like, I don't care. Like, I don't know why. It's just, you know, really weird people who have these really weird obsessions about first-person medieval crap and who are really invested in...
I'm a pretty big fan of tiger people.
Tiger people, yes, definitely. Tiger people. I don't know if they're going to be in this game, but
they
just
are.
The skill system that's built out in it, like, you've got a quick on-the-fly... like weapon change from hand to hand, so like you select favorites out of the menu, you can be like, well, I really like using glass sword ice spell, so you set that up as like a quick favorite and you can just switch to that on the fly. Your character also, besides having magic, you're dragonborn, which means you have a dragon soul. So you're doing all this stuff, and you have a set of this extra power called a shout. So you can have these special shouts that do certain things. Like one shout, you'll slow time down.
What?
Yeah. Another shout, you can
breathe fire.
Yes. Set people ablaze that doesn't go out.
Do you have extra hard skin if you shout on your skin?
Probably a shout that does something like that.
Breathe on your legs.
But here's the cool thing.
Okay, go for it.
So you run into dragons in the world map.
What? Because
it is dragon time. Yes, this is the timeline of...
It is dragon time!
It's dragon time?
It's dragon time.
Is there another word? Is there another word maybe dragon that's time. Really close to...
The time of dragons.
Time of,
truly, this maybe is the time.
Maybe an era.
This is the year
no,
of
not
the,
quite
a
an
group
era.
Of years.
A
epoch.
An epoch.
Dragon
not,
epoch.
Not, all right. Maybe an age?
No.
No.
I think we need to set aside a time.
Wyvern age?
I think about midway through podcast should be dragon time every time. All right, guys, need to take a break. It's dragon time.
I think I've already been doing that.
Yeah, I think we did that
it's
a while ago.
A time for, it's not that. For dragon time.
Yeah.
Sorry, so when you kill these dragons that are like free roaming in the map, and then some of them will be special boss battles that are like optional too, whenever you kill a dragon... Like, it has phases, so it'll be up in the sky, and you can keep dodging it or running away or until it lands and then hack at it or use spells or magic or whatever.
Do that thing with your hands again when you hack at it.
I'm double hacking this dragon. Like, yeah. I'm running in place really quickly.
It's more like you're skiing poorly.
You can ski this dragon.
It's dragon time.
So when you kill the dragon, it then dies, obviously, and erupts into flames, and then you absorb that dragon's soul and have a new shout. So in the video, they showed the new shout, which is... You just go Cole McGrath and summon lightning on everything.
Sweet.
It just starts raining and then everything gets hit by lightning forever.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't end.
Is it happy lightning or is it bad lightning?
It's blue, so I guess it's good lightning.
Okay.
So up to this point, I really had no interest in any Oblivion, but like, yeah, it sounds really good to me.
It looks really good.
It does sound really good to me.
The other
which is good because I need something that's going to like consume my brain.
Out of all people, I can't believe you wouldn't like this.
Like, I tried Oblivion. I tried playing Oblivion twice.
You liked Fallout. You liked Dragon Age. You liked everything.
Playing Oblivion twice and I just did not give a shit about the game.
Well, it was really slow starting out. You have to really give it some time.
That's fair.
But
I'll give this a better run.
Skyrim, I mean, just by the name alone, you probably should get this.
Yeah. I mean, so the other really awesome thing they showed in the video was like you can go into a town and slaughter the entire town, right? Like you can in any Bethesda game.
Yeah.
So
do they have a morality system? Is this where this is going?
No, this is going into the world structure.
Oh, okay.
Where your actions will actually affect the world. Yes, and not in that like you can just go, like, if you kill everybody in the town or kill somebody in the town, like, okay, now the town hates you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you wipe this town off the map, it spreads to other towns. Not just words, but, for example, the town they show is, like, a logging town.
Oh, and so then other people won't get logged.
Then the price of wood and the price of wood-based weapons goes up.
Oh, wow.
And the other villages start dying because of hunger and housing. So instead of like killing everybody in the town, you just go and light their logs on fire or kill the lumberjack or something like that.
They just fuck up their economy.
You've ended it.
Fuck shit up.
Everything is gone.
Dude, I wonder
it's dragon time, bitches.
Man, I'm going to say that so much while I play that game. Dragon time, bitches.
It's dragon time.
Every time I fight a dragon, it's dragon time.
That's right.
I wonder if you can kill every living creature in Skyrim.
Probably.
Maybe that's an achievement.
It's probably.
Kill everything.
Can I just be watching Dragonheart in the background?
Yes, you can.
Dragon time.
It's dragon time. It's dragon time.
Yes, there you go.
But yes, that game looks... It has taken me completely by surprise. It looks awesome. I'm so excited to play Skyrim.
So they've moved away from like a class-based sort of concept. Because when I played Elder Scrolls 4...
Oblivion.
Uh-huh. They sort of had like a weird when you were creating your dude.
Yeah,
they had like those couple of option like question things.
Yeah,
where it would sort of dictate sort of like class type abilities and things like that. Is this non-existent?
Get your mage. I'm sure they still have that. It's been in every Elder Scrolls game.
But the difference with Oblivion was if you start out as a warrior and you're like, well, I just want to be a mage now. You can just go run around doing spells for a really long time and build that up to be better than your sword abilities.
Yeah, I see.
Like, I can't remember honestly if there was a stat part of it that you had to like put points into magic, but I don't think there was. I thought it was all just purely skill based. Like, if you put more points into fighting, then you
totally
do better
unarmed.
I respect
that more than having a class. Like,
but it wasn't like it was just like a pre made thing to start the game with.
Well, right. So it's hard to say. But I mean,
yeah.
I mean, obviously,
you're Dragonborn, man.
Right. Yeah.
That's your class.
Your class, dragon.
Dragon man.
Dragon rogue. Dragon.
Time.
Time.
Yeah. That's the best time of the day, dude. Dragon time.
That's my favorite hour. So I watched that video and I'm totally pumped about it. And before it gets removed from YouTube, you guys should probably watch it too.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's so good.
I don't know, 40 minutes time.
Yeah. Dude, I got 40 minutes tonight. I'll take care of it.
Yeah. It's also really funny because of the crowd stuff too, where they like, anything that they see in the first 5 minutes of the game, they're like, oh, do this! Ah, it's a cow! Kill a cow! Kill, 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 kill it! And they go, you know, Ron Howard just goes up and kills a cow.
Just kills a cow.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted?
Go in the water! Go in the water! Go in the water!
How's the water? How the water graphics?
Water looks good. The water looks good.
So no swimming yet?
No swimming.
There will be.
Oh, man. Underwater dragon?
Water dragon. You always had to have the ring that made you breathe underwater.
Right, but then what if you kill the dragon and then you shout and then you can totally just like
you're out of breath. Part the sea. Then you're screwed, man.
Just part that sea. Just freaking blow all the water out of the thing and then just go pick up the things you need.
That'd be a good way to fish.
It would be a good way to fish.
That's the Moses shout.
This is how I mine for fish.
You just use dragon drink. Yeah. You drink all of the water.
Yeah. You just have to
you
pee really
fire
bad.
And you burn
really
the water.
Really gotta pee.
Yeah.
Really gotta pee. Like right now.
Dragon whiz.
You pee for like an hour.
The other thing that they talked about, sorry, last thing I'm going to mention is in the video, they focus a lot of time on like macro versus micro textures. So like they're showing, which is again, why it just looks so amazing. They're like looking at the trees and rock ledges and stuff around them. And then they look up into the distance. They're like, there's a mountain over there. Like, let's go to it. And you start climbing the mountain. And it's not like it has to load stuff in or it's jerky or, you know, it's like, oh, I got to go through this tunnel, which undoubtedly they will still have those things. But you get to the mountain, you're like, that's the mountain I was looking at before.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. You get sniper rifles?
Yes. It's called a bow.
But do they have 10 times scopes?
Maybe.
Compound.
Dragon
Is
scope.
That a shout?
It's a dragon
scope.
Yeah,
no, it's a shout. Shout and then I can see a mile away and then put this arrow down someone's throat.
It's kind of tough though because you got to shout and hold your breath.
Do you have to click a stick or something?
You got to actually click one stick in and pull one stick out.
Uh-huh. And shake furiously.
That's the noise it makes when you don't do it right.
Yep.
So, yes, I didn't play any games, but that's what I did. I also went and registered my 3DS online to get all my crappy games.
God, I kind of want to do this now. I want to make this bad decision, like, right now.
Sure.
Do it.
Man.
After you buy it, go, it's dragon time, bitches.
Dragon time. I'll
probably do that. Probably buy a bad game with it, too. Like, all 20 of those downloadable games.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to get Street Fighter, because you guys can just play each other.
Yeah, this
is one copy.
Ad hoc for that.
But you would have to play as Ryu.
I'm fairly certain it is ad hoc, and
that's
fine.
We
talked about this
before. The only person I play as is Ryu.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for you.
I know, right.
You guys want to take a break?
A little bit.
It is dragon time.
It is dragon time. We'll come back, talk about news in a second here.
And dragons.
It's dragon time, bitches.
You should have just played that off your phone, right?
Oh, man.
Should have.
Now you can just go into this episode and cut that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
perfect.
That's what time it is.
What time is it? I can't guess.
Dragon time.
Dragon time.
What?
So we got news to talk about, gentlemen.
Yes,
we do.
Awesome.
So let's see. Last week, actually, I was somewhat off with the whole Nintendo ambassador program. Yeah, just some additional details that I found the more I read. You for the 10 free NES Virtual Console games, you get 10 free starting September 1st, so it's not August 12th when the price goes down. You have to wait another month.
I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time for me?
No.
Okay.
Just listen to the episode. And then the other thing is the Game Boy Advance Virtual Console games won't be coming until the end of the year. Why? And actually, September 1st, you get those five they mentioned, and then more come out later and you get those.
Well, that doesn't
seem... And then around the holiday of 2011, you get the 10 other free games for Game Boy Advance. It's kind of weird.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, so just had to clarify that. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't talk about... Okay, so new DLC map coming for...
more Black Ops? They just had one three weeks ago,
but this one is all zombies.
What?
It is five zombie maps.
What?
Oh, four of them are going to be the hardened prestige editions that were the old World at War maps that have been redone.
One new one.
And one new one, which is called Moon.
What?
Zombies
on the moon.
Oh yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yep. Obviously Xbox first, and
it's
then
gonna
PlayStation
play really
later.
Slow, like no gravity. I mean,
maybe. Who knows, man? Who knows?
Stupid.
How do you breathe on the moon?
Zombies don't.
That's right. No need for zombies to breathe on the moon.
You think there's an extra like melee, like throw zombie
kick into space?
Yeah.
Probably. It's probably
a perk, actually. Zombie kicker. One of those like drinks.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Zombie boot. Twisted Metal that was supposed to come out on 10/4 this year.
Yeah, that got pushed way back.
Has
right?
been pushed back to 2012.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. Partly because.
Is it because of that mature rating?
Yeah, that's what people are. Well, David Jaffe, you know, came out and said that basically nobody wants to have a delay, but trust me, we're going to make the best of this delay. No, he didn't say we needed a delay, but he's like, we're going to make the best of it. And. Kind of just doing the, like, it'll be out when it's out sort of speech.
Mm-hmm.
So probably taking this time to make things a little bit more mature as well. You know, add some more eyeballs to the blood explosions, probably.
Yeah, more eyeballs.
More eyeballs.
That's what I want in my game.
Because that's what cars have.
So, hey guys, are you enjoying Xbox, Microsoft Summer of Arcade?
Yeah, Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet.
Yeah, because you've even downloaded it.
I have.
Did you?
I downloaded it, yes.
Okay. The demo or the full game?
The demo.
Okay.
Which is also the full game.
Yeah.
Did you buy it?
No.
Yeah, okay.
The trial is the full game. You just push a button.
So, PlayStation is...
PlayStation is... Big drum roll!
Oh, that's right.
Is going to announce this. Has announced their thing called PlayStation Play, which is a Summer of Arcade equivalent. Four games.
Only four?
Losers. Only four games, which you can pre-order starting this week.
You can pre-order downloadable games.
Mm-hmm. And if you pre-order them, you get special content for them. So these four games would be Street Fighter 3 Third Strike Online Edition. That's going to be the first one that's out next week.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. So if you download or if you pre-order it, you get bonuses like fully unlocked characters, different skins, things like that. The other games, that one's going to be August 23rd, so 2 weeks. August 30th, we have The Baconing.
The Baconing?
Yep.
Is that with Mr. Kevin Bacon?
No, it actually is going to be a Death Spank spinoff in the world of Death Spank.
With some pork?
You probably, because, you know, a bacon still hilarious at 2011. Mm-hmm. Still, bacon jokes never get old, so.
Yep.
Let's see here. September 6th, we've got the Blood Rain game called Blood Rain Betrayal.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I don't know if I'm
going to be raining some blood.
Bangers here.
That may be the only one I play, though.
Finally, the September 13th game will be Renegade Ops, the Sega project.
Oh,
blowing stuff up, driving cars top-down style.
Yep.
And each one of those are going to have, you know, pre-order bonuses, and if you buy it, you get, like, you know, if you pre-order it and commit to purchasing it, then you get extra goodies.
But then,
what's the pre-order? Like, buy the game?
Yeah, the pre-order is if you pre-purchase the game before. Like, if you were to say, okay, I'm going to spend the... would be $60 right now for all these three games and guarantee my purchases, and when they come out I get them plus bonus content.
Wasn't there like you buy all four of the base games and then you get that fifth game free too?
When you buy all four base games, you get the fifth game called Payday the Heist.
Yep.
Which looks like it's a first person shooter, bank robbery
Yeah.
From like 4 years ago.
I don't. It's not from 4 years ago. It's no, from like, Sony looks Entertainment. Like
it should be.
I don't think it. I've seen a couple screenshots of it, and it looks fine. Like I expect it's not going to be any worse than
shooter, though, are...
than Black Ops Tango Down. Like I feel like it's going to be along that sort of a line where it's just like yet another first-person shooter.
Yeah.
So there you go. PlayStation members rejoice.
PlayStation Play.
PlayStation Play is upon us.
Yup.
Kind of a shame though.
Do they also have like discounts for PlayStation Plus members?
Nothing said in that statement yet, but possibly.
You would think that would make sense, right?
Yeah.
Another reason to make people pay money for that.
Could be. Could definitely be.
Or early access to those games. Something.
Funny you bring up being a PlayStation Plus member though, John, because in the new update for the PlayStation, it is enabling something they like to call automatic update. Now, I read this article and I don't understand the finer points, but this is basically what happens. Automatic update, when you enable it, will automatically sync your trophies to the server. It will also automatically sync your save data to your cloud save.
Okay.
So when you put it in a game, it'll say like, do you want to sync this data to your cloud save? Yes or no? And it'll automatically do that every time you save, I guess.
Hmm.
Now, I mean, the details that I'm unsure of is, does that mean it's going to replace the last game in there? Because you only have 150.
Will this help me transfer things?
No, not yet. Oh, okay. Maybe in the future.
Okay.
Definitely maybe in the future. Okay. But it is only for PlayStation Plus members. Yeah. So they're also going to be adding a new section, which is just like a TV and movie section instead of video.
To the store?
To the XMB, I believe.
Oh, okay. I see. Interesting.
And then it's going to update new Blu-ray 3D technology. So, awesome. Right?
Did I tell you about the crazy new thing I found for my iPhone?
Uh-uh.
Maybe I've mentioned this briefly to you. Like, so I put in a copy of Inglourious Basterds. Most Blu-ray discs now have an update in them to where your iPhone can act as a remote for your Blu-ray player.
Oh, nice.
It's crazy.
Is Bluetooth?
It's through magic that I'm not aware of.
Huh.
Because there's nothing that really... I push the app, and then the app just brings up a remote, and it says that it has detected a movie in your Blu-ray player. Doesn't even say which player it is.
Be interested. Is it Wi-Fi or is it?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of I don't know if it's a Bluetooth connection that's being acquired or if it's.
Yeah, I don't know. I would think that not all Blu-ray players would have Bluetooth.
Maybe. I mean, they put Bluetooth in everything now, don't they?
Yes and no.
Because at this point, if I can microwave things without actually having to get up from my seat.
Xbox isn't Bluetooth.
No, they use their own frequency.
Mm-hmm. Other news, Team Fortress 2, Steam, potentially. Steam is going to be announcing this thing called, what do they name it? Steam Trading. You can get it on beta right now, which is crazy. You can trade in-game items from Team Fortress 2, that being like hats, resources, guns, whatever, for real-life things. What? Well, I should say closer to real-life things.
Like real-life guns?
Like real other games on Steam.
Wow.
So if you purchase anything and gift it on Steam, so if you buy, like, let's say you buy Homefront as a gift on Steam, you can then trade somebody your copy of Steam gift Homefront for, you know, 10 fedoras in...
Nice!
...in Team Fortress 2, yeah.
I love fedoras.
They're looking... And then Valve said they're looking into expanding it into other games. Portal 2 is one of them. So, kind of crazy. Kind of crazy.
If I had Steam, I'd probably be psyched.
Yeah.
So, does this sort of roll into the thing I heard about Diablo 3 having a real money auction house?
Yeah, I've heard about that, but I've never heard anything official from Blizzard, so I haven't been able to read it.
I think we should make Diablo 3 our full-time jobs when it comes out, and we could sell characters for money.
Yeah? For real money. Well, you can't sell characters, though.
Yeah, you can.
You can sell in-game items.
You can also sell characters.
Yeah, but like that's illegal.
Right.
How?
Blizzard doesn't allow you to the sale of virtual items.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it gets done.
Have you ever played an MMO?
Right. Yeah, I just like I told you, John, like 2 weeks ago, I got an email from UO, Ultima Online.
That's
it was handy. Like, it was like the forums that were like, unfortunately, we have to crack down on the sale of virtual items. And even though it was part of our terms and conditions before that, so we're totally okay with you selling, you know, in-game items for real life money, we cannot allow this anymore. It's a breach of certain internet laws. Mm-hmm. And if you're posting any trading information on our forums, we will track you down and kill you.
We'll kill you.
Kill you?
Yeah.
Yep.
In the game or in real life?
They're going to go to your house and yell, it's dragon time, and then run you through.
Yeah, run you through with the nearest sharp object.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you want to, but I mean, that's like the black market. Yeah.
I think we could do pretty well for ourselves.
Last little piece of news I have here would be... with the launch of Star Fox 64 3D and the new price drop of the 3DS, a new color is available.
Green.
Fire red.
Green.
Ah! Yep. For 3DS?
I already have fire 3DS. Red for my regular
And that's going to be $170?
$170.
Oh, man, I'm waiting
for
now.
For fire red.
Gosh,
no pictures of it yet, but...
I bet you it's going to be blue.
Haven't those pictures sort of like... half-assedly been out all over the place, like a two-tone, like red on top.
Yeah,
on
but
bottom.
Nothing from Nintendo. Yeah, there's right. fake pictures.
Right.
Fake pictures.
Fake pictures. Like, I can go totally do a Google Photoshop. Search for just, like, red 3DS. I'm sure you can find it.
Or you can see mine.
And you can show me your fire red.
Yeah. Show you my fire crotch.
Gross.
And I'll yell, it's dragon time.
It's 3D.
Dragon time.
That's
you want to pet the dragon?
No, that's all I've got for news this week.
That's it. That's the best you got.
That's the best I've got. All
right.
You guys have good. Any? You want to talk about any of the news, or you just want to listen to me?
No,
I was pretty content.
All right.
Yeah. I was asking you some stuff about stuff.
That's good.
And then I got all distracted because I'm trying to figure out.
It's so hot in here. I'm getting 3DS. So tired.
I don't think it's that hot. I think it's a little
sweaty.
It's a little. Warm.
Yeah.
You're not moist?
No, not yet.
No.
After the Skyrim.
After the Skyrim talk. Oh, bye.
I feel clean.
ready.
I've been reading Snow Crash.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. I hear.
Yeah. I think you might like it more than you would like Norman.
Does it have aliens in it?
Oh, no. Yeah.
No aliens.
Have tiger people.
No tiger people.
What about dragons?
Not yet. Not yet.
Presidents?
Not yet, but I've heard that there's a mention of a president in it.
There's a mention of a president somewhere, somehow, some way.
It's all right. Like, it is definitely the other end
snowmobiles?
Of cyberpunk. Like, whereas William Gibson's Neuromancer was really, like, baroque, very well written, very sprawling information that was more of establishing a feel for the place. Like, the world he was creating, whereas this is, like, this dude knows computers, he knows economics, he knows language, like, he knows how all these things work, so there's a lot more detail-oriented things, and it's more poppy. Like, when you're reading it, it's more, like, bubblegum, you know, it's just really easy to read and really kind of goofy stuff. Very satirical of current state of affairs. Like, the United States is... completely worthless since we've exported all our brain power and we've our dollar has went through hyperinflation, so the standard currency now is the $1 trillion bill.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Uh-huh. The only thing the United States is good at is four things: movies, music, something,
pornography.
And pizza delivery.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Is that international pizza delivery or just...
No.
What about dragons?
Okay.
Possibly dragon delivery.
I just find it funny that that would be one of the things we're really good at is pizza delivery if it's not international.
What if it's sandwich delivery? Is it just pizza?
It's because the mob owns all the pizza chains.
Oh, I see.
And they refuse to pay it's a 30 minutes or less policy they have or the pizza's free. So the mob refuses to lose money.
And are you trying to be serious with me?
This is the plot of the book.
What?
Like, this is a large portion. This is probably the first 20 pages, 30 pages you'll read.
Because at first I was sort of joking, but then I was sort of being serious, and then you started going with this, and I was like, it is
unacceptable for them to give away a free pizza. Wow. So their delivery drivers are like guerrilla trained ninja warfare guys who are like,
but if they were really good at it, then they would be on time.
They are, which is why they have to be really good at it. Oh, okay. Because they don't want, that's why they give their drivers like this ninja gear and like body armor and these super fast hypercars.
If it's the mob, can I start a pizza tab? Like, can I owe the mob pizza money?
No.
No?
You can't. But if you ever do anything or like need a debt, or if you ever do anything where you like need a massive amount of money fast, you go contact the mob and you become a pizza delivery person.
So you work it off?
Basically, you like, if you need money, then the mob's like, well, we'll hook you up and pay this off for you, but you then have to deliver pizza for us. So
yeah, could be worse.
I don't know.
They could break your thumbs.
Yeah, that's probably what they do.
In those economical times, you're going to get money from the bank or the mob, who's going to give you a job.
Yeah.
I'd rather deliver pizzas.
That's what I'm saying.
If I had Cybo Ninja Warrior.
Cybo Ninja.
Cybo Ninja Dragon Time.
That's Cybo Ninja. Is he going to change your Xbox handle?
Yeah.
Cybo.
Cybo Ninja. So it's good, but I'm not really into it. Cool. It's getting better, though, the more I read.
I am close to done with World War Z.
Mm. Listening to it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's pretty good. There's a famous... what's that guy from MASH?
Radar.
I cannot remember not the character's name, but the guy that's gone on to do some stuff.
Kelsey Grammer.
No, Kelsey Grammer.
Ben Stein.
No, okay, whatever. Well, the guy that was in MASH a long time ago, he does one of the voices of the characters in World War Z. It's pretty good. The last story that I listened to was a story about a woman about when she was a kid and the zombie war was happening, and her parents decided that they would go north because the zombies couldn't survive in the frozen tundra.
Uh-huh.
Which apparently is not true. They will freeze, that is for sure. But when they unfreeze, they're still zombies.
They're still zombies.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Which confounded me a little bit too. Because they go into the great detail of like what happens to a person when they become completely frozen. Like, the capillaries expand and then they explode and you will die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why you can't like freeze somebody all like that one movie with
Captain America. Encino
Man?
No, not like that one movie with Stallone, Demolition Man.
Oh.
You can't freeze people like that.
Austin Powers?
Yeah, or Austin Powers, sure.
Captain America.
Whatever, man. Walt Disney, he's frozen.
Well, Captain America is different. Captain America is like a superhuman who can regenerate. That's why he doesn't age.
Yep.
But so anyway.
I'm going to go freeze.
In the World War Z... the theory that the zombies, they don't, the cellular growth, like, freezing them doesn't affect them in a life or death situation. Like they are just frozen.
That's why I don't like science zombies. Like, they're dumb. Zombies that are in a scientific context, because it's like, well, then zombies would need air because they would need air to power their bodies, because you need air for like energy exchange and muscles. And
you know what's weird is like, sometimes I feel like the book, with some stories, I feel like the zombies that they're dealing with are supernatural.
Uh-huh.
And then other times the zombies are...
maybe there's two types of zombies.
Because I'm fine with a supernatural zombie.
Supernatural. Like, then you just resigned yourself to it. They're just supernatural.
Yeah.
But if you want to tell me that it's a virus, well, then they're still living creatures. They're just crazy. They're just rabies.
Right.
What if they kill you? Or
what?
I don't want to get into this.
Okay. You don't want to have a zombie discussion?
No.
They can be kind of entertaining.
Okay. Well, I think we should wrap it up.
All right, that's fair. I'm just saying, like,
if you want to have a zombie discussion, like, we'll keep do it on the other.
They keep
podcast.
Referring to it as a virus, but they also keep giving it this magical property to it. So it's kind of like, I don't really understand which one you're subscribing to. It's like
Star Wars.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. A lot of it.
Okay.
Star Wars zombies?
Lightsabers.
Yeah. Zombies of the Old Republic.
It's weird.
Wait for that.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's call it. Thanks for listening this week to Boss Barrel Radio. We'll see you next week on Wednesday as usual. Ryan, what time is it?
Bop, 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 Boss Barrel Radio.